What is up, Tether Radio listeners? God damn, that was a clean one, right?
It
was
so dude, good. That, you just redlined. You just fucking redlined.
Yo, we're trying a new thing with this intro to Untethered with the cracking of beer, and it rules, honestly. Anyway, hey, I'm your pal Al, and I've got Daniel and Larry.
What's good?
What's up, guys?
And we're a couple sheets to the wind, and we're gonna tell you some
weird shit. I love that term.
Dude. Did you ever watch that show, Three Sheets?
Nah.
Oh my god. This guy, like, so you know Booze Traveler? You know that show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Booze Traveler was this dude that would go to, like, famous drinking places. Like, places that they had, like, a weird liquor or something, and he would do all the stuff.
No, you've told me about this before. It's ringing a bell.
It's great. Three Sheets is even better because the guy goes to places just to get shit-faced.
All right.
Yeah. And so, like, Booze Traveler is more of like, like,
me.
It's on Travel Channel. It's like, hey, we're here. Here's this alcohol thing. It's not... Three Sheets is like, hey, we're fucked up!
Kind of like Drunk History?
Dude.
So Drunk History was my first, like, introduction to, like, intoxicated, like...
Yeah.
I feel like the three of those are some sort of holy trinity of TV shows. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
I got my dad into Drunk History and so bought him the first two seasons. And he's like, thank you. I love this.
So funny. Okay, anyway. Hey, hi. This is Untethered 30. Yep. And Larry, what you got?
Okay, so right into it. Have you ever hated someone so much that you wanted to poison them?
Full stop, yes.
Whoa,
damn.
Right. I'm sorry, you didn't even get it out, but yes.
Cutting wife who puts poison on private parts to kill hubby. I hate that fucking term.
Oh, gross.
Time out. She put poison on private parts.
We'll get there. Quit reading ahead.
I'm not reading anything.
Who's a Thunder Stealer now, Daniel?
I repeated what you just said.
Ladies, settle down.
Cutting wife. Cunning, the fact that they say cunning. Cunning wife who puts poison on private parts to kill hubby with oral sex. But guess what? The plot backfired.
Yeah, no shit. It's called mucous membranes. You have lots of them on your vajayjay.
In
your vajayjay.
People don't know that.
The unnamed woman who was fed up with her husband refusing to give her a divorce. So he was reasoned to give her divorce. So she took drastic actions to free herself.
We are not that many sheets. We're just
I know.
Like, this article is just hilarious. Yeah. So she took drastic action to free herself from their marriage once and for all, but it almost killed her.
I'd say so.
They say,
so you don't want to divorce me? Will you eat this pussy?
Yeah, thank you. It's like, is this dude so like, he's like, oh, no, I have to. Me, you, now.
They say hell hath no fury like a woman scorn.
It's true.
It is certainly true of this one woman who was so angry at her husband. Her husband's refusal to grant her a divorce that she tried to kill him in a particularly sneaky and painful way. Mm. The Brazilian's murderous plot was one of death by doing the deed, or cunnilingus, as it was dubbed by local media in her native country of Brazil. So Brazil,
say it properly.
Brazil.
What Brazil?
Say Brazil.
Brazil.
No.
They speak Portuguese. I don't speak Portuguese.
You mostly sort of speak Portuguese. Say yourself.
Brazil?
Yes.
Brazil?
Brazil.
Brazil.
Okay.
Larry can speak like college professor level Spanish, and it's baffling because...
You mean native?
Well, sure, yes, but like, it's ridiculous. You sound like you should be narrating Spanish audiobooks.
Okay, so Brazil's TVI24 reported that the woman was tired of asking her 43-year-old husband for a divorce, so she tried a new tactic. God, this fucking keeps repeating itself. he claimed that she tried to lure him into bed to perform oral sex on her, but a strange smell coming from her private parts stopped him in his tracks.
Bitch, you stank.
The dutiful husband was so worried that...
Dutiful?
Y'all been eating Cheetos?
That he forced her to go to the hospital near their home in the city of Sao de José Rio Puerto. And I said that with a white accent.
Mm-hmm.
Her tits.
Bitch, this smells so bad. We're taking you to the ER.
God damn.
Oh my god. God. No. I would yeet myself off a cliff.
Her test revealed that she had dosed her genital area and filled her vagina with enough of the unnamed toxin to kill not only him, but herself too. The thin membranes of her vagina are actually incredibly absorbent of the vagina, yeah. Not her vagina.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So she would have unwittingly taken a lot of poison into her system. So the fact that they didn't name the toxin kind of bothers me, because I think obviously they didn't name it just so people wouldn't try it. So let's try to guess what toxin it was. It was.
Sodium nitrite.
Huh?
Sodium nitrite.
Sodium nitrite. Ooh.
I don't know a lot of poisons because I don't try to poison people.
You're a fucking pharmacist. You should know poisons.
This just
not
in.
From like the 1800s. Yes.
Thank you. What, arsenic? I don't know.
This bitch over here rubbing arsenic on her pussy.
I'm almost there. Oh god. I'm
oh
there
no.
So anyway, because. She was forced to go to the hospital by her husband. In this instance, she got checked out and actually saved her life. But there was no sympathy for her. He claimed he planned to sue her for attempted murder. Local police reportedly local police reportedly ordered further investigation due to the nature of the case. It is unknown how far they got. So, ladies, please do not rub poisonous materials or anything that will hurt you on your vaginas, because you will end up dying.
Also,
too.
Don't rub much of anything other than like very water-based lubricant on your vagina. Yeah. Like it's
and honestly, any like I would even say like petroleum-based lubricant. Don't do that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying do water.
Well, no, I agree with you. I'm just
the
saying that it's
is
like,
so sensitive.
Yep. No, but plus it's a mess to clean up. I'm just trying to be fucking real.
Yeah, and the pH levels can be unbalanced so easily. This is weird coming from a guy, isn't it?
I was about to say, like, Larry's stepping in with the feminism.
Dude, I know the vagina. So,
dude, I'm not going to lie. So
take that as you will.
In school, obviously, I had to, like, learn about STDs and stuff. Sure. And, like, literally the, I don't even know a lot about it. And when people talk normally about cottage cheese discharge, I was just like, I feel like you've let it go too far. Like,
it's self cleaning. The vagina is self cleaning.
Yeah, no, it is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so I mean, there's...
tell that to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh my God, shove a jade egg in it.
Oh, that just makes me wonder about Mila Kunis, since she doesn't shower that often. Guys, the penis is not self cleaning, so please. Take care of that.
The balls either.
Speak for yourself. Mine's basically prehensile.
So
I can wipe myself with my dick.
Would if you put shampoo in a fleshlight, would it be like cleaning your dick at the same time? You know what I'm saying? In the shower?
Shampoo.
Or not shampoo, but like soap.
Yeah.
Can you guys point me to the unsubscribe button?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want this anymore.
Hey, Allie. You're in it to win it.
That could be. Let's go on Shark Tank and. You
shit,
know.
Dude. Oh my God.
A dick clean.
Dude, it's called the dick wash.
Yes.
Yes. It's like but it's a dick.
The Richard wash.
Oh, the Richard wash.
And can't you guys just fucking shower?
The flesh wash.
Flesh wash.
Oh, man, I like where this is going. Hey,
we all like
advertisers, get at us.
Yeah. Anyway, Blue Chew. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh
no, God. But yeah, this article is pretty short and sweet. And I just love the fact that she got to the point where she almost fucking killed herself just to get away from her husband, which was refusing to.
So, damn. Yeah, I feel like the thing to learn from this is. Don't try to poison him. Just fucking leave him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
I think
don't try to complicate the matter.
Maybe he's rich and she wanted to for him to instigate a divorce so that she could
that's
ask
a good
for
point.
Alimony.
That's a good point.
Maybe that's what the whole thing
is. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I really want to know what the poison was.
You keep searching. Are you
so much.
Allie is like furiously
I'm like
typing
translate
and
from
like...
Portuguese to English. Yes.
Oh, Oh my God.
I will find this out. I will report back.
So I'm going to pull a complete and utter audible on what I'm going to cover.
Hell yeah.
I talked about some, I talked about discovering a new subreddit.
Oh, yes.
And that new subreddit is called Too Afraid to Ask.
I tried to play this game on our group chat with Allie, Nikki, Mary, and I. And
but you didn't ask anything.
They were just not having it. So I started by saying, tell me something that you're too afraid to ask. And they were just like, what? That's how their voices
came across. Okay, so this is actually... Now that I'm reading this, I realize that this actually goes kind of in the same manner of the three questions that Hallie and I mildly talked about. Do we want to start with the too afraid to ask or the three questions? Because
let's do the three questions.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so
and we all have to answer.
Why are you both looking at me
now?
Because we know them.
We already know the answers to each other.
God damn it!
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so
you don't do trivia.
Taylor was like, I have a topic for you.
Anytime Taylor gets involved, I'm fucked.
I love Taylor. Taylor has the best resting bitch face, and I love her for it, and she knows. She knows. Okay, so... Oh, God! There's a headline that says Brazilian fingers wife in venomous vagina. It keeps giving. Okay, I gotta minimize this. I'm sorry. Okay. The questions she gave us were three part.
Okay.
One is...
Let's go one at a time.
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll answer, and then we'll move on to the next question.
The first question is, when you poop...
Do you fold? No.
The way she worded it was the first one is...
Okay.
When you wipe, do you look at it?
Yes.
You have to.
Yes.
Right.
You have to know... Why do you have to
know
look
how,
at it?
You have to know how much more you have to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the follow-up question, and this is like... If this is question one, this is question 1A.
Okay.
How long do you wipe? Like, you keep wiping. Like, what do you do? Okay. Is there a certain number?
Here we go. I knew Larry would have thoughts.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why I was like, you know what?
I'm going to reveal something that, I may regret.
Yep.
It depends how long.
All right, remember, you're dating. No, just kidding.
Potential dates may listen to this. Yeah. No pressure.
I told you I quit.
How clean is your ass?
I told you I quit dating a while. I gave up on dating.
Okay.
Anyway, so it depends how long it's been since I shaved my ass.
You shave your ass?
Yes.
All of it?
Like the crack and like as much as the ass.
Oh my God. Okay.
I don't do that.
The dude I dated high school going into college. So
logistic wise,
foot
no.
on the sink like this.
And do you have a mirror?
No.
So do you even know that you got everything?
No.
His
ass looks like a fucking Picasso at any moment.
The dude looks like a Wooly Willy. Do you remember that time?
A Wooly Willy! I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I'm a hairy guy. I'm a hairy guy. So,
dude,
and here's the reason why.
I'm a fucking super hairy.
Here's the reason why. Sure. Whenever you wipe, if you have a hairy ass, you have to clean every single hair.
This is a big Henry Zebrowski topic right here.
Yeah, true.
Or else you're just going to keep cleaning and cleaning and cleaning.
Sure.
And, like, you got to make sure that all the, because you're going to have residual on the fucking toilet paper because your ass is cleaning all the fucking hairs.
So my high school boyfriend, I was a senior in high school and he was a freshman in college.
We were still
dating and he calls me one day and he's like, I got bored. I shaved my ass. And I was like, oh, you're going to have regrets. And he's like, what? And I was like, give it a couple days. You're going to have regrets.
It's itchy.
He calls a couple days later. He's like, it's so itchy. And I was like, I told you, why didn't you ask me before you did it?
So I'm thinking about switching to Nair for right now. Anyway,
listen. What? An unnamed friend of mine has a coworker who is gay, who got a Brazilian laser treatment.
What? So he doesn't grow hair there anymore?
No, but a laser treatment is multiple times.
Oh,
and apparently feels like snapping a rubber band against you. a lot. So he
was walking. He was walking like a cowboy for a while.
Dude, that is devotion.
So to answer your question, okay. Question,
yep.
I keep wiping until there's nothing.
Sure.
Okay, so nothing. You can't get any remnant.
Nothing.
Okay.
I feel like that's fair. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So full disclosure, if there's a little bit, and I'm talking about like a minute amount, I'm not going to waste TP.
Like, dude, we're living in a fucking...
you know, okay, that was the the next one will be totally clean. You know. You know. If it was just like the tiniest, you know. You know.
Well, but we're living in Paragoric right now, so it's like, you know.
You mean you don't have a claw machine with toilet paper in?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. And the last question was...
Wait, not the last? No.
What was the other?
Do you fold?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the last one.
There you go.
Do you fold or squish? Like, do you fold or just wad?
Do you just wad or fold?
I fold.
I knew you folded.
So why do you fold?
Because you get more use out of
it. Because you're a control freak.
Okay. How many times do you fold?
I fold to the point where, like, my hand doesn't touch my ass.
That's, like, one or two. What are you using, like, Scott's one ply?
You can do two fingers.
Wait, are you getting in your asshole?
Like, once you get to a certain cleanliness point, there it becomes a precision.
A precision?
You know, action. And, like, maybe you just have, like, the booty hole.
No, honestly, I wish I was taking a fucking video.
I'm looking away because it's too much.
Because, honestly, I'm like, I feel like what I'm kind of watching Larry, like, I don't know.
Perform surgery?
Do a finger dance on his cornhole.
Like, I feel like the listeners are going to have thoughts.
Yes, they are.
So please hit us up. We will post something in the group. Should we post something in the group?
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, email us tetherradio@gmail.com. Like, just hit us up. Just text us if you know us. Like, just holler. We would love to. You can be anonymous if you want us to. Huh?
We didn't answer.
No.
Okay. No.
No, we were answering as we were going. No, he was still talking about folding.
I'm talking about the first
wads.
Part.
Yeah, no, we did. We agreed. Okay. We agreed. Okay, yeah. Cool.
What kind of sociopath wads?
I wad.
Two people wad on the podcast.
Okay.
Okay, also, so this is my reasoning.
I also use toilet paper every time I pee, which is a lot because I am your most hydrated friend. And
I have a too afraid to ask about that
hell
also.
Yeah. But like I wad because like it's just easier to like it's I feel like it takes less toilet paper to wad it.
Surface area.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of shit all over that paper, and then you're going to have to wipe less.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's the story of the
environment. Of course you fold, though. Yes.
What the fuck?
No, I feel like I use less wadding than I would folding.
Okay.
So
it's like wad once down the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hell, I don't wipe twice with the same piece of toilet paper. Wait.
You would be able to if you folded.
Ew. No.
You fold it and then fold it again and wipe again?
I fold it, like, it depends on how much is on it. Like, if there's a lot, it goes straight down. But once you start getting to where, like, it's like, okay, we're getting clean, then yes.
God, okay. All right.
But also, I also use wet wipes sometimes to, like, get a little...
That's going to fuck up your plumbing.
Not if they're flushable.
Nah, I'm telling you.
They say flushable, but apparently a lot of them are not.
That's what I've heard. Plumbing is not ready for that.
Come at me.
All right.
I know people that have used them forever and they're fine. So
last question, Allie. Would you like to pose that?
Do you sit or stand to wipe?
I sit.
Okay, so describe it to us. What do you do?
I mean, you have to hover. Lift up.
I know
the
you
one
have
side.
To like lean.
Yeah.
Right.
So you just lean, or do you like is both ass cheeks off the seat, or just a lean?
Okay, so it also has. It depends on where. Like, if it's in a public restroom,
but then your ass never hits the seat. You just do a.
I line my seat.
Poop in
you do
public?
A hover poo.
I line
I'm
my
seat. I'm kidding.
Seats.
No. I don't poop in public. I have anxiety about that, it makes me constipated.
I cover the seat though. So I cover the seat. So if you cover the seat, sometimes the toilet paper sticks to your ass. So like. Sitting up is a little difficult, so you just kind of lean over. Okay. But if I'm at home, I'll sometimes hover or like scoot to the side. So Yeah. But I don't. Very so
more
rarely
often
do I
than not.
Very rarely do I stand up.
You got to try the stand. You got to try it,
dude. You can get some real. So
get
I
some
I do
get some
I do,
traction.
So I do a stand and then I try to spread a little bit more so I can get more coverage.
Listen, there's a subreddit and I cannot remember what it's called. It's called something super basic like poop tips or something. It's hilarious. And I looked at it like once a gazillion years ago and I was like, this is hilarious, but like, how is there ever going to be any more stuff? But
did you say
but this person said, life hack, when you sit down to poop, spread your cheeks apart when you sit.
I'm not gonna lie.
It works.
I sit down and I keep one cheek on the seat and then spread to set the other cheek down.
I feel like so this is all way TMI.
But the point is
I'm glad
I
you
have
guys
to
are listening.
I have to wipe an average of two
sure.
to three times.
Didn't we say 10 minutes per topic?
We just hit 10 minutes.
Wanted to do your too afraid to ask. Though.
That was a topic we weren't even.
No,
gonna
that was this is okay. Well, I mean, this is more pooping
get to
and
a couple
peeing.
Of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So, men, when you wipe your ass after shitting, do you go in the front and reach under your dick ball, dick/balls.
You can't do that.
And wipe in a back to front, or
no.
do you do a front to back?
Okay, so it's different for women. Women have to do it front to back. Men can do it both.
No, yeah, if you want dookie
so
on your ball sack.
I first go front to back.
Oh.
And then once I get more clean, I can, like, just to make sure that I didn't shove some shit back, literally, I go back to front.
I'd always go front to back.
But what if you're like smearing some towards the back?
Then you keep wiping.
I always go front. So, okay, full disclosure, wiping. When I shower, I wash my ass crack.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Sure, you should.
So, point is there shouldn't be residual.
Yeah, but what if you take a shower in the middle of the day? Or not a shower.
Do you go home on your lunch break?
What if you take a shit in the middle of the day?
Then my ass is already clean, so there shouldn't be a whole lot back there. So if I'm wiping front to back, then it's like, I mean, if I'm taking a shit that's so messy, then,
you go up in the shower.
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, wow. I need to go. I actually need to get naked and shower after that shit, you know?
Oh, my God.
But I did want to read this. The number one comment, and I thought this was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. I might be the weird one who goes side to side.
What the fuck?
What does that even mean?
Like
zigzag?
I feel like you just get there and you're just
serpentine
like...
Serpentine bamboo, serpentine. God damn it.
And then number two comment. Go in from the side and pinch toward the middle.
Pinch?
Excuse me?
What do you mean?
I'm like, dude, that means that you're holding a turd at that point. Right?
Yeah, it does. It sounds like it.
You're a turd
I think
holder.
You're pooping wrong. You dirty turd holder.
Holy hell. Okay. So this was the other one that I was like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So women, they pee. Normally they'll wipe, right?
Yep.
I'm assuming.
As far as I've talked to anybody, yes.
Okay.
I do. Yes.
Males, am I supposed to pee? Or am I supposed to be wiping my penis after peeing?
Don't you just shake it a couple times?
That's what the shake is for.
Thank you. So there were a lot of comments that were like, I mean,
I think it's a preference. I've heard guys say that they do just a little, like
wipe
the dab,
wipe
they yeah. do the wipe dab,
their pees, wipe their pee-pees. Just the, I mean, dude, that's what my pants or my underwear or whatever is for.
No, because
dude,
there is that residual
the
that
jingle.
Like,
dude, yeah. the jingle. It's no matter how you shake and dance, the last two drops go in your pants.
What the fuck?
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
I've never heard it. Either.
It's true, dude. Plus. If you shake it more than twice,
you're playing with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
But
thank
see,
you. Thank you.
There's always that one that's like, are we done? Are we done? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're done.
But
oh,
so
fuck, we weren't done.
So the squeeze yeah. and the shake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're done.
Like a go-gurt.
Yeah.
I am once again unsubscribing.
So I apologize to all the female listeners for that, but in all actuality, I completely agree with Gary. So, anyway, I won't belabor the point. We probably got time for one more, and then we're gonna have to
I have a quick one.
Wrap it. Yeah,
I have a slate one.
Sure.
So this is not sexual related, but it is a slate bullshit advice column.
Okay.
Dear Prudence, my son's wife is getting bigger and butcher than a woman should.
What?
Wait. Say that one more
time.
Her
son's wife.
Okay.
Is getting bigger and butcher than a woman should.
Okay.
I'm concerned about my daughter-in-law and how she's affecting my son. They've been together for a long time, nearly 15 years. She was his first year's girlfriend, and he was a late bloomer. We were relieved he found somebody, blah, 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 blah. She's gained a dress size or two. We're concerned about her weight because, you know, weight is, you know, fat people are unhealthy. Okay. That's false. however, there's a new problem. She increasingly dresses in a manly way, which would be fine if she was gay, but she's my son's wife. I just want to say this is not my in-laws, I promise.
but this is my real question, because this is what I feel like actually fucking matters.
Does the son care?
Is the son happy with his wife? And I'm saying,
right?
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Because past that,
yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Mom, yeah. Okay. It'd be fine if she was gay, but she's my son's wife. She's cut her hair short, and she always wears full shirts, not blouses, and she knows. She's also got tattoos down her arms.
I am once again
saying it's not me. I fear she's going to make life difficult for herself at work. I also worry she is emasculating my son. He is a sweet person who probably doesn't want to say anything to hurt her feelings, but he can't be happy about having a wife who looks so butch.
Overbearing parents, in my opinion.
I need a way to tell her that she has a responsibility to keep her appearance in a way that flatters herself and her husband. My husband thinks we should just leave it alone, but she has no parents of her own, so I feel I'm the only one who can give her advice.
Now, listen to your husband. Leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah, dude. Yes. This just in. In my humble opinion, when you enter into a relationship that is called fucking marriage with another person, you are, their opinion is the only opinion that fucking matters at that point.
Yeah.
And then if you decide to bring children into this world or fucking adopt or whatever, then their opinion starts to matter a little bit, you know, at some point.
Yeah.
So for once, Slate gave stellar response.
Rock and roll.
Dear worried about my son. I don't know if this question is made up or if it was written in 1970 and somehow got delayed on its way to my email inbox. But it such a non-problem that it made me laugh and provided a nice break from thinking about serious issues. So I'll answer it to show my gratitude. I'll keep this simple with 5 short points. Number 1, gaining weight is not a bad thing. Number 2, dressing in a more masculine way is not a bad thing. Number 3, even if the aforementioned issues were bad things, they wouldn't be your business. She's your son's wife, not yours. Number 4,
please,
if you want to keep a relationship with your son, who I'm sure you love, never share these thoughts again.
Number I love that.
5, final one. Find someone who actually needs help with something like paying rent or feeding their children and redirect your abundant extra mental energy to them.
Jeez.
End of post. Dude. Love that.
Perfect. We need like a mic drop button.
Dude.
Holy shit.
My friend that sent this to me, I was like, oh, so you're saying this is me? And he was like, no, that'd be me calling you fat. And I was like, you roast everything else about me. And he's like, you mean like having tattoos and looking butch and having short hair? And I was like, shut the fuck up. but for real,
dude, that is just like fucking ridiculous.
Find something to worry about.
The point is everybody does.
Oh, everybody God.
Stroke.
Indeed.
Everybody does has.
My name is Daniel.
what?
Sorry. No, point is, it doesn't fucking matter. All that matters is the relationship between the two people that it fucking actually matters.
Yeah.
That it's like, if you're talking about someone else's relationship, fuck you. I'm sorry. It's not yours. If the two people in the relationship are happy, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. But
it'd
I mean,
be different
like,
if it was like, my wife's heroin addiction is yeah, sure, that's concerning. Yes. Your son's wife looks too manly.
But
have
I would
you tried fucking
I would even
all?
Go as far as to say, like, dude, if you're into like fucking someone that's addicted to heroin or whatever.
God.
That's a specific
time
kink.
Time out. But my point is that it's like, it's none of your fucking business.
I feel like that's more of a valid health concern.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
But my point is
still
that
not your business.
It's still not your business. Yeah. It's like, if someone wants to bring you into the conversation, then it's your business.
Yeah.
Right.
Past that, dude, you don't have a dog in that hunt. So you need to fucking go elsewhere. Yeah. So, but no, I completely agree. Fucking,
I was reading,
parents
like, oh,
are fucking.
Shut up.
Parents, you look no further to this guy knowing that parents are unhinged.
That made me think.
I'm sorry, not ours.
I was just thinking this week, I went to get my haircut, and the lady was like, I don't know if you want to go that short. And I was like, bitch, I've come out of this short so many times, just cut my hair.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted. I wanted it this short. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Also, it grows. I'm fine.
That's
so,
how hair works.
Right? Like, shut up. I'm fine.
If you do something you don't want,
it grows back.
Guess what? It grows.
If it's that bad, I'll buzz it off. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, but I was thinking, when I was in seventh grade, I went and I wanted to get my hair cut like this short. Like, not this short, but like pixie short. Like, dude short.
Yeah.
And the lady at the salon would not do it, even though my mom was fine with it. She was like, no, you will look like a lesbian. And I still think about that. Very often, because like, it's 36-year-old me, and I do look like a lesbian. I don't fucking care. Does that make men hit on me less? Great. But like, how dare you tell a 12-year-old that she's gonna look like a I don't even know what a dick was yet. Just cut my hair. Sorry. I just hate people.
Like I said, we need a mic drop.
Yeah.
Man, wait. No, I do have the button. I do have the button. Oh, no.
Oh,
did
no.
I get rid of it? Son of a
bitch. Oh, you got
bitch.
So many buttons. Look at all them buttons.
I know. I've got so many buttons and so
but
little
I was just,
time.
When I was thinking this week, I was like, man, if that lady could see me now, she'd be like, see? And I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
Fuck you, Kathy.
I don't care if you look like a lesbian.
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
There's way worse things to look like Republican. Sorry.
There's your mic.
All right. So, this has been Poop Stories, Lesbian Stories.
Untethered with our
unhinged one.
Poopy lesbian story. No. Yeah, this has been unhinged. Oh, shit. It is untethered.
Yeah.
Yes.
also unhinged.
This has been untethered.
30.
Episode 30. Oh, I thought you were going to say it.
I don't know.
You said it twice, so I was like, I don't know. Anyway.
Sorry.
So this has been Tether Radio Untethered Episode 30. I'm going to put this on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
See if it makes it sound better. Nope, it doesn't. All right. So, yeah. Let us know what you guys thought about the mini-sode,
I'll
say.
Complete mess of a mini-sode.
Also, you also didn't notice that I went from a fat boy to my skinny boy.
You know what? I'm not... Do you guys expect me to, like, notice everything? I barely notice myself
changing
clothes.
I only brought
clothes.
It up because you put that over.
I don't know thing.
But let us know what you guys thought about this. You can send all of that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That's tetherradio@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us for this one. I hope it gets you through the weekend. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
And we're thanking you for joining us. All right. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye, guys.
Bye.